Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. Our guest is Rick Dyer. He is the archivist or historian, also known as the public information officer for the Manchester Road Race. And it's going to be here in just a matter of days, so we wanted to bring Rick on to talk a little bit more about it and tease what has become quite an iconic Thanksgiving Day run and tradition here in Connecticut. Rick, good to have you on the program. Hi.
Hi, Morgan, and thanks for having me.
I want everybody to know that you are the guy who emails me at 3 in the morning throughout the year all of the race updates.
It's my pleasure.
He's up early, he's Adam, and he's always happy to talk about the Manchester Road Race. Let's start here, okay? For somebody who might be new to the greater Hartford area, or maybe somebody who's new to Manchester, what is the Manchester Road Race? How would you describe it to someone who's new and hasn't heard of it before?
The Manchester Road Race will be run for the 89th time this Thanksgiving. It's held annually on Thanksgiving Day. Started in 1927. There was a 10-year suspension of the race between 1935 and 1944 due to the Depression and then World War II. But it's been held every year since 1945, and this will be the 89th running. It's a road race that features some of the world's best long-distance athletes, but it's much more than that. It's a community celebration. We get thousands of runners, thousands of spectators. I like to tell people it's part Mardi Gras and part Olympics.
And that it is, and it draws large numbers. Where do we stand roughly right around the time that we're talking, which is Friday before the weekend?
As of this morning, Friday morning, we had 11,005 runners, and I'm estimating that we will be knocking on the door of about 13,000 runners when the registration ends.
Historically speaking, how many runners, what was the maximum that you guys ever had, the record?
A few years back, we had to cut it off at 15,000 runners, and we achieved 15,000 runners prior at one race a few years before COVID. We have to do that because the race is run on a 4.737 mile loop course. In other words, it starts and finishes in the same place. And in order to process 15,000 runners getting across the start, we couldn't accommodate anymore because the lead runners would be coming back in and passing the people that were trying to start the race. So we cut it off at 15,000. That's the maximum we've ever had. And historically, in the last few years, we've exceeded 10,000. Last year, there was a lot of rain. We had over 12,000 registered runners. I think only about 8,800 showed up due to the rain last year, but we frequently see registration numbers that exceed 10,000.
The rain was pretty miserable last year. I was there, obviously, with WTIC Radio, but it's important to note that that doesn't stop people. It doesn't stop the race.
It doesn't stop the race. We've never suspended due to bad weather. I can remember years when we had several inches of snow. We've had extreme cold. We've had bright, sunny days, but we've also had some miserable, rainy, and snowy days. And the race always runs.
I want to talk a little bit about the charities, but we'll get to that in just a few moments, what the Manchester Road Race stands for and just who and what it supports. But I do want to talk a little bit more about the mechanics of the race itself. So there are elite runners, and they're at the front of the pack, and then all the way in the back, you've got runners. And so this is something that is intended for all skill levels, correct, Rick?
It's an open race. It's very democratic in the sense that anybody who wants to can participate. And that's one of the really great features of the Manchester Road Race. Not everybody can say that they shot around a golf with Tiger Woods or played hoop with Larry Bird. But anybody who wants to can pay the entry fee and run the race with the world's greatest long-distance runners. And we have all different kinds of runners. We have people that are just beginning. We have some very good club runners. We have recreational runners. We have kids who come home from college who are good athletes. And all are welcome. It's very inclusive.
Talking about the race itself, Rick, you and I were both at the Manchester Road Race Luncheon a week before what is going to be the Thanksgiving Day run in Manchester. And it's important to note, and it was very obvious to me, that there are people who've been doing this now for many years, and in some cases it has become generational, where one person started it, then their child, and then maybe now even their grandchild is partaking in running in general and also at the Manchester Road Race. Could you talk about the tradition, the heritage that this has become?
Yeah, it's a wonderful tradition where you see several generations of runners. It becomes part of the holiday. I like to say in Manchester, on Thanksgiving Day, you either run in the race, you volunteer at the race, or you watch the race. Really, the whole town turns out. In terms of generations, we have grandparents running with their grandchildren. One of the greatest traditions is Andy Burfoot, who was a 9-time winner of the race. He'll be running for the 63rd consecutive year this Thanksgiving.
Wow.
That's 63 years without missing a Manchester Road Race. And he was a former Boston Marathon champion. He lives down in the Groton area. But he has won the race 9 times, but he has continued to compete in the race for 63 straight years. He started as a high school senior in 1963, and he's run 63 consecutive times. That's really a tradition and a wonderful streak.
That really is. And I'm drawing on some emails that you have sent out over the course of the last few weeks and months, really, as you do throughout the year, Rick. I'm talking with Rick Dyer, the archivist or historian, pick a term, whichever you prefer, at the Manchester Road Race. And, you know, it's not lost on me that Wayne Colati is a very popular and big runner right now. She's back at the Manchester Road Race this year. You've got some Olympians who are coming. This is their first time at the race. Could you talk about some of those figures?
Sure. I'd like to start with Wayne. She is just one of the most phenomenal athletes in the world. She's an Olympian. She placed 7th at the last Olympics in the 10,000 meters. She is a 4-time. She's the last 4 years in a row, she's won the Manchester Road Race. She's coming back this year for her 5th straight time. She holds the women's course record of 22 minutes, 55 seconds. She's known for running with the leaders pack with the men and frequently places in the top 25 overall, which means she beats elite male athletes. When she set the course record in 2021, I believe she placed 18th or 19th overall. She's just fantastic. Some other elites in the female division, we have a great Kenyan runner named Dorcas Iwoi. She just won the silver medal last summer in the 1500 meters at the World's Championship. We also have Jenny Simpson, an Olympic bronze medalist in 2016 at the Rio Games. She'll be coming here. And we have Hannah Nuttall, a Great Britain national champion in a track event. So we have just some fantastic female elite runners. On the men's side, we have defending champion Andrew Colley coming back. He won last year in a time of 21 minutes, 9 seconds. We also have Morgan Beetlescombe, who was their 2023 champion. He has the second fastest time ever run on the Manchester Loop, 21 minutes, 5 seconds. We also have returning Olympian Edwin Kurgat, who placed third last year, Olympian Andrew Butchart from Scotland, and another great Kenyan runner, Eamon Kemboi, who just won the Abbott Dash to the finish line on November 1st, and he placed fifth last year here. So it's a highly competitive elite field of some of the world's greatest long-distance competitors, and it's really going to be an amazing race. And added to that, you've also got the field of people who, some people dress in costumes. You see Santa Claus and turkey costumes and pilgrims. And it's just a wonderful atmosphere as you see these runners go around the course. The other neat thing about the Manchester Road Race, strategically located at about three or four spots around the course, are live bands. So when these runners, these thousands and thousands of runners are running along, they have they're serenaded by all different kinds of musical bands.
Rick, I think it's really important to note, as you indicated, this is really an important playing field for so many elite runners. And you look at across the country, there are some major races, and just in our area alone, we have, of course, the Boston Marathon. My question to you is, how did the Manchester Road Race in Little Manchester, Connecticut, just east of the Connecticut River, how did this become a place for elitists to want to run here? How did this get to the stature that it has reached and the status that it has reached over the years?
Well, we've been fortunate in having a wonderful elite coordinator in the person of James Harvey. Jim Harvey is a former British athlete himself. He lives in the Providence, Rhode Island area, and he helps us recruit some of the world's finest athletes. He has a wonderful reputation as a running coach and as a just a great person, and he helps us to recruit some of these elite runners. I would say, though, that historically, New England, because of the marathon, has been an epicenter of long-distance road racing. The other factor is this, that from the very beginning, when the race started in 1927, in the 1930s, Manchester had an Olympic medalist living here. His name was Joe McCluskey. And Joe won the Olympic bronze medal in the steeplechase in the 30s at one of the Olympic Games. I believe it was the Los Angeles Olympic Games. But he lived in Manchester, and he ran the Manchester Road Race every year and won it frequently. He won it four times. But because he had that stature as an Olympic medalist, even in the 30s, he would attract other great long-distance runners from the region who would come here and race. So we've had other Olympians, in addition to McCluskey, running here even in the 30s and 40s. In the 40s, we had another local guy named Charlie Robbins, who won the race a couple of times, and he was a nationally ranked marathoner. He would bring his friends down to the race. So we've been very blessed that throughout the years, we've been able to attract some of the greatest runners in the world, even when our fields were much smaller.
Jim Harvey, I want to draw on that name a little bit further. People are probably familiar with him, having heard him many times over the years on WTIC News Talk 1080, essentially doing the play-by-play from the truck when the race is actually live and you've got people running down the streets. And it's really important to note how good his memory is. The other day when we were at the luncheon, I was listening to him. He wasn't looking at any notes, and he was remembering who finished where and how quickly, all of those kinds of details. He really is quite an asset to the race.
Oh, he is. He has an encyclopedic memory of the athletes and their times. And you're absolutely correct. At yesterday's press conference, he was reciting flawlessly the times run by these runners. And he and Tris Carter, are the president of the Manchester Road Race Committee, do an absolutely wonderful job calling the race on 1080 News Talk on race day.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about race day itself and how people can take part. I do want to draw on the charities separately, and we could do that in a moment. But for someone sure. who's joining us and listening, tell people what they need to know about taking part on Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday in the morning. What do people need to know if they want to run? What do people need to know if they want to be a spectator? Kind of fill people in a little.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah.
Sure. One of the things that we're trying to stress is that registration for the race ends on November 25th, 2 days before the race, at 11:59 p.m. And there's no post entries, there's no race day entries, there's no bib pickup on race day. You have to do it prior to November 25th. You can do it online at www.manchesterroadrace.com. And all the information you need to know about bib pickup, race registration, things of that nature, you can get on the website. The other thing I wanted to stress is that because this is a large road race, there's going to be traffic issues, street closures, and things of that nature that people should anticipate prior to coming to Manchester. So we'd urge you to go on the website and pick up information about street closures and no parking and traffic restrictions. I would also indicate that if you wanted to attend the race and you're a little trepidatious about the traffic, the Manchester Road Race Committee offers free bus rides from the old Manchester Community College parking lot, which is on Great Path in Manchester. It's now called Connecticut Community College at Manchester. But you can catch a bus ride, free bus ride, and it's not just limited to runners. It's anybody who wants to can get on a bus there. They will transport you from the community college to the central area of Manchester where the race is, and then they'll take you back at the end of the race, and you can park at the community college parking lot. So I would urge people to go on the website at www.manchesterroadrace.com. You can get all the information that you need to know about registration, bib pickup, and also about spectating. There are a lot of great places to watch the race on race day. Obviously, one of the most exciting places is down on Main Street. The race starts and finishes on Main Street in Manchester, in front of St. James Church. And so you'll see the crowds of runners taking off, and then you'll see the runners, the elite runners come in, and then the streams of runners that follow. And it's a great athletic event. You'll get home in time for turkey dinner, but it's a great way to spend Thanksgiving morning.
I'd like to draw on the charities, because there are a number of organizations that benefit from the Manchester Road Race. The fee, for example, to be a runner, it does incrementally increase, and at this point it's at its maximum here. But that money goes to some great places, some great entities, and some great causes. Can you talk a little bit more about them?
Yeah. Historically, we've tried to keep our entry fees low, and we've been fairly successful in doing that, thanks to our wonderful sponsors who help us augment what we're able to do in addition to receiving the entry fees. But the entry fees enable us to give money to charities. And this year, in a slight departure from what we've done in past years, we've accepted applications for grants, and we've donated our net proceeds in grants to a number of local charities. This year, given the exigencies of the food insecurity situation, the race has targeted food insecurity in Connecticut as its primary financial objective, its primary philanthropic objective. And this year, all our unallocated net proceeds will be donated to two charities, MAC Charities, which operates an emergency food pantry here in Manchester, and also Connecticut Food Share. So this year, it's literally a race against hunger. And everybody who registers and buys a bib and participates will be making strides, literally, to beat hunger in Connecticut. And that's why we urge everybody, if you possibly can, please sign up before the deadline date. Get a bib. That money is going to charity. If you run without purchasing a bib, then the charity is denied that money. But this year it's going to MAC Charities and Connecticut Food Share, and we're delighted to do that. We're also at two of our events collecting food at the Ray Crothers Blood Drive on the Friday after the race. In addition to collecting blood, we are also urging people to bring food items, non-perishable food items, to that venue. And we're also going to be collecting non-perishable food items before the race at the Little Manchester Road Race on Saturday.
Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that important blood drive, which is on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving?
Since 1986, the Manchester Road Race has operated the Ray Crothers Blood Drive on the day after Thanksgiving. We even did it in the COVID year when we had a virtual road race that year in 1920. We had the actual blood drive in 2020. We had it, the actual blood drive on the day after that date. And every year we have a blood drive as our kind of way of giving back to the community. We do it in sponsorship with the American Red Cross of Connecticut, who are wonderful partners. This year, it's going to be held on Friday, November 28th, the day after the race, from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Manchester High School cafeteria, which is located off East Middle Turnpike in Manchester. And we will be collecting pints of blood. The drive is named in honor of Ray Crothers, a much-beloved former champion of the Manchester Road Race and Central Connecticut State cross-country star who unfortunately died a few years back. We named the blood drive in honor of him after he passed away, but we've been conducting this blood drive since 1986. Last year, according to Lance Morgan, who does a wonderful job coordinating the drive for our committee, we collected 376 pints of blood. We're hoping to do even better because there's a critical shortage of blood. And we're really urging people, if you possibly can, please come to that blood drive on the day after the race. Give a pint, and if you can, bring a few cans of non-perishable food. And you'll be helping an awful lot of people.
Rick, there are so many good causes here, and we could talk even more about them, but we're down to about 2 minutes left in our conversation on Face Connecticut. I'm chatting with Rick Dyer, archivist and public information officer with the Manchester Road Race, which has its 89th running this coming Thanksgiving Thursday morning at 10. Not a second before, not a second after, right at 10 o'clock is when the runners cross over the start line. Rick, what do people need to know again if they want to take part in this? They want to run, maybe they want to donate to one of these causes. What do they need to know?
Go to www.manchesterroadrace.com. You can make donations on that website. You can enter the race on the website. You can get all the information that you need there. Please bear in mind that registration ends on November 25th. At 11:59 p.m., we are urging everyone to please sign up, because by signing up for the race and registering and getting a bib, you're going to be doing an awful lot of good to help people who need the food.
Tuesday night, midnight, right before midnight. That's what you need to know.
That's what they need to know. And there's also, if you go on the website, you'll be able to see where you can pick up your bib. It's too late now to have the bib sent out in the mail. But there are several locations and venues where you can pick up your bibs over the next few days, and you can find all that information out at www.manchesterroadrace.com.
All right. Well, look, Rick, I appreciate your time in the conversation on Face Connecticut today, and I think that we will see each other in just a few more days.
We sure will, and I want to thank WTIC 1080 News Talk. You folks are wonderful media partners, And we totally enjoy having you at the race.
And we enjoy being there. Thank you, Rick, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody else.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.